Please join me in Gassho. Gassho. Amida Butsu no Hongan Nenbutsu no hou wa Yokoshima na kangae o mochi Ogori takaburu jiriki no mono ga Shinjiru koto wa jitsu ni muzukashii Nan no naka no nan de ari Kore ijou ni muzukashii koto wa nai To For unskillful beings of wrong views and arrogance The Nenbutsu that embodies Amida's primal vow is hard to accept in Shinjin, the entrusting heart. This most difficult of difficulties, nothing surpasses. Namam Dabutsu, Namam Dabutsu, Namam Dabutsu, Namam Dabutsu. Okay. Once again, good afternoon, everyone. Konnichiwa, minasama. For those of you who I haven't had the opportunity to see yet this year, Akemashite omedetou gozaimasu. Kotoshimo yoroshiku onegaishimasu. Which is Happy New Year and best wishes for our good relationship in the year to come. Dozo yoroshiku onegaishimasu. So this year, we're looking forward to the continued growth and vibrance of our Santa Barbara Buddhist Temple, following in the teachings of Shinran Shonin, who we remember today at our Honko service, and also carrying on the hard work of those ancestors who have passed on to the other shore and who we remember today at our Shotsuki Hoyo. そしてこれから1年間、このサンタバーバラ仏教会で、一生懸命、新南商人、今日の法恩校、 の新南商人の御教えをいただきながら、そして今日の正月法要の先方者の方々のいろいろ頑張っていただいたことを引き続き私たちも頑張るように仏教会がますます活発になって楽しくなる場所を存じております。 So one of the things that I've been doing here in Santa Barbara in the past year is trying to get out into the community more and meet some of the other clergy of other religious organizations and also get to know some of the other people working in, for example, hospice and long-term care, the people who often are caring for our members as they... at different times as they, if they have any medical problems or, go in and out of the hospital. そして、今年は私の一つの、また続きたいこと、去年始まったんですけど、いろいろなサンタバーバラのコミュニティの人に会って、友達になって、特に、医療関係、病院とか、ホスピスケアとか、いろいろな人に会って、なぜならそういう人たちはよく私たちのメンバーのケアを与える方と、ちょっとチーム作りで行こうと思っています。So I hope that we can have more cooperation in the coming years with between myself as the spiritual leader of this temple and then also the people in our community who provide the medical care and other sorts of care for our members. そして、私と今年の宗教的、精神的な方、そしてそういう治療とかいろいろなケアを与える人は協力しながら歩んでいきたいなと思います。 And so as I go to different meetings and meet different people, we all go around the table and introduce ourselves. And I usually get some kind of raised eyebrows when I introduce myself as the priest of the local Buddhist temple. そして、私いろいろのミーティング行くときに、ここの近くの仏教会のお坊さんであることをみんな聞いたら、ちょっとびっくりしたような顔をします。 Part of that, I think, is because I'm usually wearing a shirt and tie, like a regular kind of suit. Often I love to wear my Santa Barbara Buddhist Church kind of a sport jacket that I really enjoy wearing around. But I don't, you know, I don't have these kind of robes on. Obviously, I've got a little bit of hair left, and so I don't fit everyone's sort of perfect image of a Buddhist priest. まあ、あの、そういうミーティング行ったら、あの、私は、まあ、こんな、あの、格好じゃなくて、あの、衣じゃなくて、あの、普通の、あの、まあ、洋服を着て、そして、まあ、自慢のサンタバーバラのジャケットはよく聞くんですけど、あの、まあ、まずちょっと、あの、髪の毛が残っているんですけど、あの、みんなのお坊さんというイメージはしないということですね。So when people hear that I'm a Buddhist,one of the first things they want to talk to me about, particularly for some reason here in Santa Barbara, people are very interested in my meditation practice. そして私はお坊さんであることを聞いたら、特になぜならここのサンタバーバラに、あの、行ったら、じゃあ、あなたの瞑想、あなたの修行について聞きたいです。And I think they're always a little, kind of befuddled when I explain to them that we don't have a traditional meditation practice.In the Jodo Shinshu tradition. And although I have at different times in my life practiced meditation, it's been many years since I have done any meditation at all.
そして、あの、まあ、ちょっとみんなにびっくりさせることは、この浄土真宗の仏教の中では、あの、瞑想は、あの、まあ、伝統的にはしないんです。そして、まあ、私は以前メディテーションをやったことはあるんですけど、あの、もう数年前からもうずっとやっていないですね。And so people, I think, particularly in this country, think Buddhist equals meditation. And if you're a Buddhist, you must be a meditator.
特にこの国では、仏教イコール瞑想、メディテーション。そしてあなたは仏教だったら必ず、あの、座禅をしてをしているとみんな思っています。
Particularly if you're a Buddhist priest.
特にあのお坊さんのことは必ずそういう修行をしているというイメージです。
And I think to some extent this is true in Japan too.
これはまあ日本もそうだと思います。
People have an image of Buddhist priests as people who do some kind of a rigorous training or meditation.
まあ日本でもこういうお坊さんは修行をする。というイメージがします。
So today we're remembering Shinran Shonin, and Shinran Shonin himself engaged in difficult meditation practices for 20 years of his life, from the age 9 until 29.
今日は Shinran Shonin の本校なんですけど、Shinran Shonin 自身が、あの、子供の9歳から29歳まで20年間ずっと、あの、いろいろな修行をした方ですね。
However, Shinran realized for himself that he was unable to realize the highest enlightenment through his own power, through the power of his own meditation practice.
Shinran Shonin 自身がこういう悟りを開けることを、あの、できない。なぜなら、あの、自分の力で悟りを開けないことを、あの、Shinran Shonin が、あの、理解したことがございました。
And so Shinran Shonin then discovered his true teacher, Honen.
で、Shinran Shonin が Honen の、あの、師匠に出会いがあって。
And Honen taught Shinran Shonin a different perspective on Buddhist practice.
で、Honen Shonin が Shinran Shonin に、あの、仏教の生活、仏教の、あの、仏様の教えについての、あの、まあ、まあ、新しい、まあ、というより、あの、ちょっと親鸞聖人はその時まで出会ったことはなかった考え方でした。
And that practice was the 念仏。
その、ことはお念仏でした。
So up until that point, Shinran had been trying to do exactly what the Buddha did. Meditate through his own powers to attain enlightenment.That's what Shakyamuni Buddha did about 2,500 years ago.
そこまでは、親鸞聖人が、あの、シャケムニ仏と同じように、あの、まあ、座禅を組んで、悟りを開こうということを、まあ、いろいろな、修行をしたんですね。
However, in Honen's teaching, there's a slightly different attitude toward the Buddha.
で、Honen 聖人の教えは、ちょっと仏様についての考え方は、あの、ちょっと、違うような考え方です。
And Honen's teaching
is not to, to do exactly as the Buddha did, to try to live the exact life of the Buddha, but for those who recognize that they're unable to do those difficult meditation practices to the point where they'll realize perfect enlightenment, that there's another path.
して法然上人が教えたのは、こういう修行によって悟りを開けることができない人のための道を説かれていました。
And so that teaching was the Nembutsu teaching. And in the Nembutsu teaching, we realize that same benefit that Shakyamuni Buddha realized. However, we don't do it through our own powers, we do it through the power of the Buddha.
で、念仏によって自分の力で悟りを開くんじゃなくて、仏様の力に人生を任せて悟りを開けることがあります。
So there are two general strands of Buddhism that I think we often encounter in the world.
まあ、この世界の中に主に2つの仏教のパターンがよく合うんです。
One pattern is the pattern of meditation and kind of concentrated difficult practices. And this is usually done by kind of what are called the elites, the kind of the 1% of the real elite Buddhists who, you know, are able to pursue these practices to realize their own enlightenment.
そして一つのパターンは、メディテーション、座禅をして、難しい修行をして悟りを開く。これは例えば、ある人は 1% がこういう修行をできます。
However, Honen teaches that there's another 99% of the people who are not included in that possibility of attaining enlightenment through meditation. And the Buddha had compassion for all people, not just that elite 1%.
そして Honen Shonin の教えは、そういうとても優れた 1%。だけじゃなくて、すべての人々の救いたいというのは仏様のお心であるということです。
And so the teaching that Shinran and Honen offer for that other 99% for anyone is the teaching of entrusting in Amida Buddha.
そしてその残りの 99% のための教えは、すべての人のための教えは、こういうお念仏に自分の人生を阿弥陀如来に任せるということです。
And I think this is actually in this process of entrusting to Amida Buddha, this is where the two paths of this difficult practice and the Pure Land practice actually come back together.
このお念仏にでは阿弥陀仏に信じることはまたお念仏に戻る。そういう悟りに歩む道が同じような悟りを目指していることが中に表しています。
So, Shinran describes this practice as the most difficult among all things that are difficult. That was that passage that I read at the beginning of the message today.
そして Shinran 上人はこれは難しいことの中の最も難しいことです。
So, it doesn't require my own efforts, so why is it so difficult?
じゃあ私の力が当てにならないからなぜ難しい?
The difficulty is letting go of the ego.
難しいことは自分のエゴを放すことですね。
So letting go of our craving, this craving we have for accomplishment and for achievement, to feel that we did it ourselves.
難しいというのは自分がやった、自分でできたという考え方を離れるのが難しいです。
And so, through this Nembutsu teaching, we experience a profound shift in perspective.
お念仏というのは考え方が大きく変えることができます。
So the shift is from me-centered thinking to what we call Buddha-centered thinking.
その変えることというのは私が中心としての考え方より仏様が中心としての考え方があります。
So to shift from the self-centered thinking to the Buddha-centered thinking is to let go of our attachments. And this is the goal of all Buddhist practice. そしてあの私中心の考え方から仏様中心の考え方を変えるというのは自分の主弱を話すということです。これは全部の仏教が目指しているところです。
And this letting go of our attachments is very difficult, even if you just sit quietly. That's what meditation is about. It's about clearing out everything else, sitting quietly, so you can just focus on what's going on in your mind.
あの座禅というのは他のことを全部静かにして心に集中するということです。
So even in the midst of that concentration, it's very difficult to let go of attachment and to learn to let go of the ego.
そしてこの瞑想をしながらあのこういうイゴを離れるのはあそれはまず難しい。座禅の中で最も静か、最もそれだけをしようと思うことで難しいです。
And yet those who have over the years truly lived the Nembutsu manage to do that in the midst of the hustle and bustle of daily life.
しかしこの念仏の歩んでいる方々は最も忙しい日々の中でそのイゴを離れることができます。
So in Japan and here in the United States, but particularly in Japan, over the long history of Jodo Shinshu, over the over 750 years of this teaching, it has traditionally thrived in communities of farmers and fishermen and people who lived, we'd say, lived very close to the land, kind of working people.
そしてこの念仏という教えがもともと百姓とか漁師の仲間の間に最も盛んになってたんです。
So these are people who awoke before dawn and worked very hard all day long.
これは夜明けの前に起きて、一日一生懸命働いてた方々でした。
And they didn't have a lot of extra time to pursue kind of a sitting meditation. They didn't have time to sit quietly because they had to work.
そしてこういう方々は静かに座る時間がなくて、忙しかったです。
When I was in Japan, I had the opportunity to visit the headquarters of the Kibei branch of Jodo Shinshu.
私が日本にいた時は、Jodo Shinshu Kibei 派の本山にいたことがあります。
Has anyone here ever been to the Nishihonganji Honzan in Japan?
Nishihonganji ni itta koto arimasu ka?
Yeah, it's a huge temple, isn't it? It's very large. It takes up a few square blocks. It's a beautiful, gigantic temple complex.
そして、京都の西本願寺本当に立派な大きいお寺ですね。
So the Kibei, the headquarters of the Kibei ha of Jodo Shinshu is maybe a little bigger than our temple here in Santa Barbara.
そしてこのキベハの本山はこのサンタバーバラ仏教会と同じぐらいな大きさ、もう少し大きいかもしれませんけど。
And we got a tour from one of the ministers, and he told us something very interesting about their tradition.
そしてその時に一つのお坊さんにツアーをしていただいて、そのキベハのことについて面白いことを教えていました。
He said in the Kibei tradition, the Kibei school of Jodo Shinshu, they chant the Wasan, the hymns of Shinran, just as we do here in the Nishihonganji branch of Jodo Shinshu.
Kibei ha demo Wasan no otsutome ga arimasu.
However, at the end of each phrase, they say the word ne.
Shikashi, hitotsu no phrase no saigo ni ne o yun desu.
So the way we chant Wasan, for example, is
Mida Jōbutsu no kono kata wa.
So they would chant it,
Mida Jōbutsu no ne kono kata wa ne.
So it's a little different. Why do you think they do that?
それはなぜというふうにしているでしょう?
This was a work song.
これはみんなの仕事をしながら歌う歌となっていました。
So as they're out in the fields planting rice. So the way rice is planted, you have kind of a pack of the little kind of baby rice stalks and you stick them one by one in the rice paddy. It's very time consuming, very difficult work. And so as the people of this Kibei tradition were
doing their daily work, they were singing the teachings of Shinran Shonin. そしてこのキベハの方々がその田植えをしながらこういう和算をずっと立てたということでした。So they're deeply appreciating the teachings of the Buddha in the midst of their daily life. そして自分の、人生の中に、自分の忙しい仕事の中に、こういう親鸞聖人の御教え、仏様の教えをもっと味わえることがありました。So these were people who lived the Dharma in every moment of their lives. こういう方々が人生の毎瞬間、毎瞬間を仏法を生きて活かした方でした。So many of our temple members still work in fields growing fruit and vegetables and flowers for a living.
私たちの、こういうサンタバーバラ仏教会のご門徒さんはまだこういう例えば花を作ったり果物、野菜を作ったりそういう畑に働く方もまだ今ここでおられますね。
And some of our members might work in dentist offices or hospitals or schools or on military bases or at home taking care of their families.
そしてある方は例えば歯医者のオフィスとか病院とか学校基地とか自分の家でいろいろな仕事をしている方があります。
So however we spend our days, we are called to listen to the compassionate voice of the Buddha.Calling us, moment to moment, calling us to let go of our ego.
まあどういうふうに自分のまあ日々を過ごすなら、毎瞬間毎瞬間仏様の自分の呼んでる声をよく聞いて、自分の自己中心わがまま的な考え方を離れることの声を聞くのが大事です。
So that voice is guiding us on our path to let go of our self-centered living.And to find the axis for our lives, not in the work of our own calculating thoughts, but rather in the Buddha's boundless wisdom and compassion.
そしてその仏様の呼び声が私たちが自分の中心的な考え方から仏様を中心的な考え方に変えて仏様の大慈悲の働きを自分の人生を任せることが。
And so when we experience that shift, it's a feeling of great liberation, of great lightness, to let go of this ego that's been pulling us down.
そしてこういう考え方が変えるときに、軽くなって喜ぶな気持ちがあります。
And we express that joy in the words Namo Amida Butsu.
その喜びを Namo Amida Butsu という言葉で表します。
Please join me in Gassho.
Gassho.
南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏